Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Luis Tiant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Matias. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlin. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Carew reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matias scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field. Bradford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bradford. Alia goes all the way around to score. Mitterwald moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitterwald moves to third. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradford moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan bunts towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias is 0 for 1 in the game. Matias hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0 for 1 in the game. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Mitterwald moves to second. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tiant bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitterwald moves to third. Cardenas moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlin is 0-for-0 in the game. Horlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Quilici moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Matias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese is walked intentionally. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-2 in the game. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alia. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Aparicio moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Twins. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alia. Melton reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Stan Williams now pitching. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthias hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Mitterwald moves to third. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Stan Williams. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is walked intentionally. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Cardenas moves to third. Manuel moves to second. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenas scores. Manuel scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthias scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Christian pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Rounceville now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-3 in the game. Alia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reese moves to third. Jim Holt pinch runs for Brant Alia. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing left field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. May moves to second. It's 5-3, Twins. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matias hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Peranoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peranoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rounceville fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-4 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop pinch hits for Gene Rounceville. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Josephson moves to second. Steve Barber now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams bunts towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Josephson moves to third. Knoop moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. May is walked intentionally. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Josephson scores. There goes Knoop trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. May moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Quilici hits a line drive towards the mound. Wood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliva hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-to-4, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Mendoza now playing third base. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Matias hits a pop-up towards third. Mendoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.